Influx of South Sudanese people escaping the violent conflict, which has already claimed tens of thousands of people into neighboring countries, has come with controversies regionally and internationally. Amid the controversies, reportedly Uganda is the best place for refugees, especially those from South Sudan. Agnes Nuka investigates and filed this report for us.
Even though there have been controversies surrounding the influx of South Sudanese into Uganda and other neighboring countries, the group that lives in Gulu Northern District of Uganda are welcome people. In Uganda alone, UNHCR estimates 2,000 people entered the country on a daily basis, especially during the height of the conflicts. After the continued violent conflict, especially since 2013, South Sudanese have left their country in big numbers, occupying border areas of neighboring countries. In Kanyangoga area of Gulu town, the relationship between South Sudanese and the host community, which is predominantly Acholi, is good. Through the translator, the LC1 Ato Florence explains her experience with the new group of inhabitants in her area.
The relationship between the South Sudanese and the host communities in my area is very fine because they have no issues with rent. They even chat with the neighbors because they are now used to them, not as in the previous days when they used to quarrel with the neighbors.
The local leader knows all her residents. Her residents know her too, including the new group of South Sudanese whose number is as big as the host population. Louis Chan is a resident here in Kanyangoga. He is with his family here too. Just like many other South Sudanese families, Chan's family is mingled freely with the natives, despite language disparities.
Our relationship is in a good way. Let them continue also to welcome us and have a good relationship with them so they should not disturb each other. Since we are brothers and sisters, when South Sudan happened to have crisis, the good place for us to stay is in Uganda.
The natives here sympathize with the South Sudanese people, especially at this moment when their country is still on fire, as described by many citizens. I spoke with this man who prefers to hide his identity, and he thinks there is a way of strengthening the bond between the two categories of inhabitants in Kanyangoga area. But with controversies, sometimes even heated, hopefully South Sudanese will find Uganda home.
We have taken them as brothers. Yes, some of the girls will have to remain here as wives. And that way, maybe the relationship might be strengthened more through intermarriage. And this is something great, and it will have a lasting effect between these two sisterly countries.
I am Nuka Agnes in Gulu, Northern District of Uganda.